Hi, my name's Kieran. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the youth minister here. And a few people have asked me in reference to last year if Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to feature in tonight's talk. He's not, so you can be safe for that. One of the great things about the fact that Christmas comes around every year is that we get to revisit the story of Christmas. And Matthew, Luke, and John all have they're different versions of the Christmas story. Tonight we're going to be focusing on John's version, and John's version is actually quite different to Matthew and Luke's. John doesn't have the shepherds and the angels. He doesn't really talk about the sheep. Mary and Joseph aren't in there. And there's not even Jesus, the baby in the manger. It's kind of like John's version is the sci-fi version of the Christmas story. You start to see this, especially if you compare John 1, chapter 1, with Genesis chapter 1. You see, because John 1 starts out, in the beginning was the Word. And if you know Genesis 1, it starts out, in the beginning, God. You see, John's version of Christmas draws us away from the stable and out from the town of Bethlehem. And it's almost as if he brings us up to the stars, into the universe, and we join with the universe as we watch the birth of Jesus unfold. So tonight, friends, I hope you'll get an extra glimpse of the cosmic Christmas story, and you'll get an extra glimpse of the cosmic glory of Jesus, the Word who became flesh. So John starts out by talking about the Word, and he tells us five things about the Word, five amazing things. And the first four things, if you notice, in verses 1 and 2, are cosmic. They're huge. But the fifth thing sort of is comical when you think about the first four things, and they're almost a contradiction to the first four things. So firstly, John says that the Word was in the beginning. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And through Him, all things were made. And then we are shocked when we get to the fifth thing, which is in verse 14. And it almost seems comical compared to the first four things. And that is that the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. Imagine if the Queen of England left Buckingham Palace and she came over and she pitched a tent in your backyard, and when you got home from the Christmas Eve service tonight, she was there and said, "Hi, I'm here, I'm going to stay for Christmas." Well, it's kind of a ridiculous thought, isn't it? It's hard to even imagine. It's silly, it's crazy. But in this passage, John is saying that Jesus left his heavenly palace and he pitched his tent among us and he took on human flesh. And he didn't just stay for Christmas, he stayed here for his entire life. So if you can't imagine the Queen of England pitching her tent in your backyard, then how much more should we be amazed that the King of Glory, the Son of God, left His heavenly palace and He took on flesh and He dwelt among us. John's point in chapter 1, I think, is clear. He's telling us that Jesus is the glorious Word who became flesh. But you know, it's so easy to miss the glory of God in Jesus, because His glory has been veiled behind human flesh. The glory is behind the mask of human flesh and a baby in the manger. You know, in fact, most people don't get it. Most people don't see the glory. They see the flesh, but they don't see the glory. To them, Jesus just looks like a normal baby in a manger. And this is what John actually picks up on in verse 5 in his passage. He says, "The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." when Jesus came into the world, people didn't get it. And you know what? People still don't get it. I did some research on the internet while I was preparing this talk to find out how many different versions there are of the Christmas story, how many Christmas movies there are. So I Googled Christmas movies in, and I came across a list that had 181 different versions of the Christmas story. Here are some Christmas stories that you mightn't have ever heard of. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Babes in Toyland. Silent Night, Deadly Night. I think we'll be singing that one later. And one which I'm sure you've all heard of, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, I know that Rudolph seems like a cute little reindeer who had a very shiny nose, but he's a distraction. I think he and Frosty the Snowman and all of these movies can be a distraction from the glorious Word who became flesh. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Kieran, you're just like all the other reindeer who used to laugh and call him names. But you know, every year it seems as if the evil one tries to distract us and tries to crowd out the message of Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas, by telling all of these fables and stories that have a sort of glory, but a false glory. So it's so good that we come here tonight to be reminded of the true story of Christmas, and that you've come to sing carols of the true story of Christmas, that Jesus is the glorious Word who became flesh. You know that there was only one movie that I found in that list of 181 that was about Jesus. And this is a tragedy. And this is the tragedy that John picks up on again in chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. This is what John says, and we should be devastated by these words. He says of Jesus, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Jesus is the glorious Word who took on flesh and dwelt among us, but the world didn't bat an eyelid. And so, friends, if you're here tonight and you haven't encountered, you haven't seen the glory of God in Jesus, then maybe it's because you haven't received him. Maybe it's because you haven't believed in him yet. And this is what, again, John says in verse 12. He says, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So if you're here tonight and you'd like to see the glory of Jesus, then I challenge you to receive him, to believe in his name. And you too will find that you become children of God, born of God, and your spirit will come alive. And you'll be able to see for yourself the glory of God in Jesus. And you'll be able to see that Jesus didn't just come to live, but he came to die so that we might live forever. And friends, if you're here tonight and you've already received him, if you've already believed in his name, if you've already seen his glory, then can I urge you, can I invite you to sing loudly with the angels in heaven, glory to God in the highest, glory to Jesus, the glorious Word who became flesh.